What is it with you, huh? Ah, this fucking guy ain't ready. I knew you weren't gonna be ready.
Fuck, you didn't bring coffee?
What do I look like, a fucking caterer? Come on, Frankie will make coffee. Get Frankie, make coffee.
Let's go get it.
I thought you had one of your bitches in here.
Yeah, I did. Where the fuck is he?
Hold it now!
Looking good!
Well, I only have enough to wash down this fucking, to wash this down. All right, this is Looking Good Radio. This is episode 92. Is this 92?
I imagine so, right?
Yeah, this is our
There's only going to be, there'll be like three streets that are going to be loud.
Yeah.
But like, we're going to take back streets.
This is our first ever, this sounds really good. This is our first ever, we're walking around the fucking neighborhood. I got a wireless mic.
Yeah, and it took, we were watching.
We sat here for a fucking hour trying to get these to work.
Trying to get my wireless pack, because Luke has like his mic. Like Luke, if you would see him.
I'm walking around the like I'm a field recorder.
He has a fanny pack of shit on.
Yeah.
And like this humongous mic, and I just have like this wireless one, which I always used to use. And I'm like, I don't know why these aren't working. And, so we're looking online, and then I don't know.
We watched a fucking 13-minute tutorial on how to work the fucking thing.
And the guy's like, first, in this movie, I'm going to use this
way. We get all kinds of technical shit that we're like, it has nothing to do with this, like amp levels. And I'm like, I just need to turn the fucking thing on.
Just sitting in Luke's room and sitting in his bed. And all of a sudden, I'm like, I take the batteries out of them, and I go, I think they're plugged into the wrong thing. Because one of them is a receiver, and the other one is the mic. And I had the wrong... things connected. That
we
was
had, we had the wrong cords going on. For an hour, it took us to figure this out. Fucking assholes. Well, I don't know. It works out. It sounds good.
This is, all right, so we're walking down Edison.
Edison.
I always like this house. It's a weird. Remember that?
Yeah. Dude? Yeah.
You think it's like four levels?
I don't think so. I think it's just a raised ceiling.
Well, that's a fucking pretty high ceiling, doggy.
I should have got a fucking. It's cold.
Chill. You want to go back in your jacket? We're going for a long walk, so.
Nah, I'll be all right.
All right, I got a brew dog.
I'm so fucking tired. Well, I'm all fucked up because I'm hungover. I got fucking drunk last night. So, I didn't want to.
All right, explain that because you haven't been drinking.
I met this. Okay, this hasn't happened in a long time. So, this is like the first year I was in Plenty of Fish. This shit fucking happened all the time. There was like no problem. I meet this chick out where I go to my favorite fucking place, the well over there by Argyle Sunset. Place. I'm telling you, I have a history of very good luck, which continued last night. So, I'm like, I'll just have one to start. I like having, like, one drink and getting, like, a nice kind of buzz. And then just having, like, Cokes or something. Like, I like that. Like, I don't mind having, like, one because it's delicious. But, like, I don't like getting, like, drunk. And then already after the second one, I'm like, I don't want anymore. Like, this is too, you know what I mean? Like, that's just where I've gotten.
What was, she was pushing the drinks on
Yeah,
you?
Yeah. Oh, okay. She wanted to... I kind of wanted to get her drunk, so she was a drinker, so she got her second one, and then she said, fuck, shocker, get ready for this, she bought me drinks, she actually bought a fucking, like, we both bought like two rounds, or whatever.
Why, but if you didn't want to drink, why wouldn't you be like, well, no, just get one for yourself.
Because she kept talking me into it, and it was going well, and then she started getting touchy-feely.
Oh, okay.
So well, I'm like, all right, fuck it, I'll have another one, so.
Well, and, you said you're having Jack and Cokes?
Yeah.
That's what fucked up is
the
more, Coke.
And they make a fucking strong drink in there, and, yeah, and the more I drank, the better she looked. She wasn't bad looking, but she looked markedly different than her pictures.
Was she a big
less attractive?
Fucker?
No, she wasn't. I'll tell you what, she was a maybe a six and a bar full of like fucking nines everywhere. I was like, oh,
I gotcha.
I'm so tired of that. She was really cool. I liked her so. Then we started like fucking making out right at the bar and shit, and fucking around. I'm like, oh my god, I'm gonna get fucking laid.
Who initiated that?
Her. She's all over me. Look at me!
I agree. But I haven't done that in so long. Like, she just, like, looks at you and just starts kissing
you. She goes, can I kiss you? And I was like, yeah. She has great lips.
Luke has a power bar of some sort that he's eating.
I'm fucking hungry, yeah. So, I'm like, fucking hey. Now, here's the thing.
Coppers.
She lives all the way in, she lives all the way in West Covina, which is, like, 45 minutes away. So, it's already kind of predetermined that she's going to stay over. Like, the minute you get her to come over to your house, you're like, oh, she ain't going home. Same thing happened with Cherry, because she's like, way the fuck out there and whatever.
Did you pick that car noise up, or?
No, it's not bad.
Huh?
It's a unidirectional mic, so it doesn't pick up that much. So yeah, I went back and fucking got laid. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't fucking, on the first date, that has happened like a year.
Wait, you said you didn't fuck the chick.
No, I didn't. I never said that.
Yeah, you did when I texted you today.
No, you didn't.
I'm like, did you fuck her mouth?
Yeah, that's different. I didn't fuck her mouth.
Oh no, but you fucked her pussy?
I fucked her vagina.
Oh man.
Which was nice. Well, it was a little furry.
Yeah. I thought you kind of liked that
one. It was nice. No, I like a landing strip. I like a neatly fucking trim.
Wow, I was awake last night too, and like, so you brought...
She was loud. She was noisy. She sounded... It was kill... I gave her a fucking horrible performance. I was like a fucking 12-year-old.
Does that guy have to drive that fast on the side street?
Yeah. Well, maybe he got in a fight with his bitch. Thought you had one of your bitches in there.
That should be the intro.
I know. Yeah, where the fuck is she?
All right, so you brought her... Wait. So, you guys... This is what I never get. She's like, oh, I'm going to come over, so you guys just both drive separate cars?
Yeah. She was fucking hammered, too. Well, I had four fucking drinks by the end of the thing. Dude, we were there for like 4 hours. We got there at 9, and we didn't leave till like fucking almost 12:30.
I told you, if you start drinking again, you're going to get fucked up or easily. Did you bang that out or what?
No. It was the minute I fucking... Well, we went through the whole, like, I don't want to have sex on a condom. Of course, the fucking master pulled it off. But she had a nice puss, man. And the minute I put it in, I'm like, you motherfucker. I was ready to come in like 2 seconds. I got a bad problem with that, man.
Fuck problems.
I had to keep stopping. Like, she'd be getting really into it. And then when she would, it would clench up. And be like, don't fucking do that. Because then I'd have to pull out. Wait. So listen to this. This is awful.
You're being like uber loud, man. I can't
have headphones on.
Oh, sorry.
What do you call the police? There's a man talking in the street. And now he's walked away. What the fuck? Who cares?
Into a microphone about big pussies or whatever.
That's so what.
Tight pussies.
Fuck them. It's so quiet back here.
I know. That's why I chose this direction, doggy.
You know, it's creepy. I mean, well, I'll come back to this in 1 second. But I'm fucking right. I have to keep stopping. I'm like, I'm so embarrassed. Because she was getting into it. It was going good. And like, she made really, like, I can't describe it. She just made really cute, girly noises. And I was fucking her, which wasn't helping either. I was like, God damn it. And, fucking, this is the first, like, walk we've taken over here.
Yeah, I know. I always try to, and you never.
Well, I know, but not, at least now
we're going to do some cut-throughs, and we'll go to 7-Eleven.
All right, thanks, fucking Scoutmaster.
All right. You realize, there's two things over here. There's no streetlights, and there's no fucking sidewalks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, indeed. I keep burping up salmon. Oh.
Ew. Salmon cum? Because you blew a fish? Okay.
Touch him when you have fishes in there.
That joke sucked. I thought you had one of your fishes in here. So, all right, let's check this out. I haven't pulled one of these in a while either. So I have to, it's getting worse and worse. And I'm just like, I almost want to just come and get this over. I was so fucking embarrassed. Because, like, if I got my shit together and I got all my, everything's fucking, you know, in line, like I can fuck all night, like I'm pretty good, you know. I can bang the fuck out of a chick. Because I was eating her pussy and she was going crazy, but
she wouldn't eat, she wouldn't suck your cock.
No, I don't. I think she would have. We just kind of didn't get around to it.
Yeah, but no, if she
wanted, nice ass too, it was cute.
If she wanted to, she would have went for it.
Yeah. So one of the times I pulled it out, and I'm like, oh god, fuck. And it was about three. It was about a 3/4 load, right into my fucking hand, and I didn't want to let her know that I'd already. I did the whole, like, oh, stop and cuddle for a minute. So I have to get the fucking cum off my hand. And I'm just wiping it in, like, various spots in my bed. It was bad.
I just sat on your bed.
Huh?
I just sat
on your bed. No, not down there. Like, up by, you know, the top. And I'm wiping it. I'm trying to get it all off before. And I'm trying to, and she keeps, like, trying to cuddle more. So I was trying to play with her hair. I didn't want to use, like, my gooey cum. Okay, there. It was awful. I'm like, what am I, fucking 13? I stink.
Oh, so you drop a 3/4 load. Then
about, probably about half. It was a lot. It was bad, but I could tell it wasn't the whole thing. I held it. It was tough. And then even then, I got about, I bought myself about 5 minutes, and that was it. And I finished. I'm like, let's just fucking end this chicanery.
Quick interjection, guys. Just so you know, we are walking around the neighborhood at 11:30 at night doing this podcast. Just so you know.
So that's what we said at the top of the episode.
You know, I'm reminding people again after that story that, like, that's what we're doing.
It sounds better. Well, it's because we have an individual mic, but it literally sounds better than when we're in the living room. It sounds like we're in the fucking
really?
Studio. Yeah.
Well, fuck teeth then. So what? Okay, so what's the thing? So you text him and did you text him or no?
No, I didn't bother.
Oh, okay. This is way more fun than doing that.
Yeah.
I really do this. And, like, have, like, share the mic with, like.
I can't just. I gotta do something because I can't just sit on the couch anymore.
If we had a guest, we could just like share the mic. That'd be fucking hilarious. We just take a walk.
It'd be tough though because if the back and forth, I have to like swing the mic. Like I can hear how.
I wish we can get somebody give me the Y splitter busters. We had like a Y splitter for that, so we could have two mics on.
Yeah, that'd be cool. There's probably a way you can do it, or get some kind of fucking. I have a juiced in. This thing is called the Juiced In Link, and it's a portable mixer, and it has two XLR inputs. So there might be a way to do that. I'll check it out.
Yeah, but I'm saying to have a third mic, you need a
I'm gonna need a mic to begin with.
Agreed. I got one to work.
Okay.
Okay. And but we got a guy walking his dog. We're fucked now.
Shut up.
Listen. So, dude, this me not being able to sleep thing is like really like taking control of my life.
Yeah.
I mean, I.
Nothing but a sleep thing, baby.
I got like so many like ailments that it's like starting to be annoying. I just want to like be a normal guy, and I think it's my mind that's making me this way.
No shit, I couldn't tell you that.
I mean, like my knee really fucking hurts
because
I did something behind, like I did something to it. That I can understand.
Yeah.
But like the cholesterol bullshit. Guess what? Oh man, now we got a copter. Bought another guy a tractor.
Get to the chopper.
Of course, this guy's pulling in right here.
Better than pulling out.
I got the cholesterol shit, which tomorrow, done with. Get my blood test. Hopefully, I'll be off of. Then I'll feel fucking better, man, because that shit just is, like, wearing me out.
Yeah.
Wearing
me out, too, by proxy.
Yeah, agreed. But, like, what else do I have going on? Oh, like, I had, like, this mad chafing on my nuts. Where like I had to walk like this, like I just rode a horse.
Put on a goddamn horse.
It wasn't my nuts. It was like right next to my horse. I had these huge like fucking. I got a rash, man. But like, it was miserable. It sounds like it. All it was I didn't take a shower before golf, and wore the same underwear I wore the day before, and it just like ripped me up.
Ew.
Yeah.
Why don't you just go commando?
Why didn't I just put a new pair of underwear on? Because I'm a fucking asshole.
Oh, I thought you were out of underwear. That happened to me. I've been sans underwear for like 2 days.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just in my laundry.
If someone like ripped your pants on, they'd see your cock.
Yeah. All right. And they'd be lucky.
Hang on a second.
Do it. Pull. I got so much fucking. I'm like so rigged up. I look like a field reporter from like the 60s. I have like an actual like long skinny mic I'm talking into.
So my big story of the week was my gay fest fucking.
Oh, that's right. Brandon went to the gay pride.
I worked.
It's a huge deal.
I worked the.
In West Hollywood, like ground zero.
I worked Pride LA because a lot of my bowlers are obviously gay bowlers, and we have the Lassie tournament, it's called, that comes in. And so they get, if you work, they get like fundraising money towards it, okay?
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, I'll do it because. So since me and Ruby worked it, they made like $120 or something.
Yeah.
Okay. Which is whatever, but still, you know? I want the turn, like as a league guy, I want the tournament there. I want. You know, the support.
Yeah.
And plus, I saw, like, a bunch of dudes I knew, you know what I mean, who come in to bowl. Like, I'm not...
You know what I mean?
You know... Wait, what's my thing? You know what I'm talking about?
No, it's, I think it's you know what I mean.
Oh, you know what I mean? Oh, okay.
My nose is running. I should have bought tissues. I'm having nose issues.
All right. You know what I mean? But, anyways, so we get there, and it's like, I'm like, okay, we can do... I said 11 to 4, but we got to be out, like, at 4, because she has to go to work. I got bowling. And they get, you know, they're like, and the guy's like, oh, well, the two most important things are work and bowling. Oh, you know, like, okay, fine. Ha ha. But, so I'm like, okay. So we get there and it's like fucking getting into a Rolling Stones concert. I'm like, it's like all caged off. It's like Santa Monica and San Vicente and Robertson, you know, like West Hollywood.
Yeah.
And so like, it's all caged off. And like, I can't find the fucking way. So I call the guy and I'm like, yeah, so like I'm here, where do I go? Oh, look for the volunteer entrance. And it's like two blocks worth of, it's like caged in.
Yeah.
And there's a sign that says volunteer entrance that's like a fucking like index card. I'm like, all right, great. So I go, I go into the volunteer entrance. And I'm like, yeah, you know, we're here with Lassie. And I don't know, I've never done this shit before. You know? And so.
Is Lassie an acronym for something?
Or is it Los Angeles Silver Screen Invitational.
Okay.
Which is, it just basically...
You are my favorite star of the silver screen.
It's basically, it's a gay bowling tournament. That's just what they call it. Okay. Yeah. It's like 32 years. They've been doing it like, whatever.
Like 32 queers.
Ha ha. So I saw a lot more on that this weekend. So, well, okay. So finally, we get through like all the barricades, and like everywhere we go, we're going with the guy who's like bringing us in. Uh-huh. We get like stopped, and we have to wait for somebody else to come get us. And I'm like, dude, am I really trying to like rush into this event or like cheat to get into it? You know?
Yeah.
Like we're here to volunteer. We'll have pin shirts on. You know?
Yeah.
Like, let's do it.
Is there any incentive from your work to do this? Do you get some kind of pay or anything? Or you just did it for fun?
No, it was to promote the tournament, to promote gay bowling, and just to help the guys out because they come to pins. That's all. I was doing it like out of the kindness of my heart, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. Plus, I kind of wanted the story. Okay. Yeah. And I'll tell you like this, absolutely do it again. But I'll get into that. All right. So I'll try to wrap it up. This is like taking forever. Anyway, so we get into like, it's like a fucking paddock that we get into. And
Julie Paddock?
Mr. Paddock. And
it's his daughter.
Yeah, no.
Sorry.
And so we go, that chick I said I almost saw her pussy, Farron Odian, that was like his.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. Or whatever.
Didn't she marry Anthony? Isn't she married to one of the fucking Piccolos?
Oh, maybe. Oh, that's weird.
Or it's her sister or something. He's married to one of the Odians, I know that.
Jesus Christ, that's even weirder.
What the fuck is that? It's a cat.
That's a cat.
Come here, cat. Want to be on the fucking radio? That fucking thing's hauling ass.
Yeah, man. There must be a big-ass dog down here.
B.A.D.
So bad. Yeah. So, all right. Can we do... You want to do another lap here?
I don't care.
All right. We'll do another lap, then we'll cross the street to go to 7-Eleven.
All right, man. What are you going to? You have to buy liquor? Oh, I need a garbage can. Yes. Thank God.
Well, no. I mean, we'll just go just for the shit of it so I can go inside and, like, you can hear my purchase.
Wow, that's going to be exciting stuff.
Who wouldn't want to hear that, by the way?
I don't know. Who would is more like
so, they had this fucking place that, like, locked down, like Fort Knox. And they're like, okay, here's your bank. And they give you, it's like, remember those league sheets we used to do?
Yeah.
It's like all written out, like this and this. And I'm like, holy shit. You know what I mean? Like, they must really have people, like, steal money before or something. And they give you tickets. So they walk us over. We're in the Latin section. Okay. Which I think they called, like, the Latin Carnival.
Yeah.
There was, like, the Latin Carnival. There's the cowboy section.
Oh, my God.
I should have grabbed the fucking program. There was the cowboy section. There was the main stage. And then there was, like, hip-hop dancers. Okay?
Yeah. Did you just walk to that spider web, too?
No.
What the fuck?
And I maybe did, but I didn't feel it. But so I'm working the Latin section. And they're like, okay. And it's, like a 12-by-8-foot fence enclosure. That I walk into. And there's a guard there who locks us in. And then there's another fence right like in between us with a port. We have our own porta potty. Inside.
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, inside like the enclosure. And I felt so bad because I had to take like the worst shit. And I'm like, well, fuck it, man. I'm just gonna do it. And like I took a shit like a foot away from Ruby and the security guard.
Do you hear like your fucking turd hit the water?
Because it was brand new, so it was like fresh. So you hear like
oh, God.
Oh, yeah. It was a juicy one, too. So, yeah, it was fucking awesome. Tony Montana was there.
I know. What the fuck? It's all gated.
So,
next time we should do, like, a Flickr page and take pictures the whole way and be like, see photo 3.
What's Flickr?
It'll be interactive. It's like it's almost like Instagram before it's Instagram, but it's just for your computer, not for your phone.
Hmm.
It's just like a photo sharing account.
Is it cool?
I never really spend any time on it. I just know, like, a lot of social networking people have. I'm fucking freezing, goddammit.
You want this coat, bud?
No.
For a little bit?
No.
We'll switch off and on.
No, it's fucking the gayest thing I've ever heard.
Well, no, you...
Why don't we just fucking get naked and cuddle and preserve our body warmth?
All right, so with the Gay Pride Fest. So, I guess the parade's going on. So, we're in, like, the little, like, enclosure from 10:30 to 3:30, okay?
Yeah.
And it's just myself and Ruby and the security guard. And I'm like, hey, man, you want a chair? He's like, no, I'm supposed to stand. I go, come on, man, sit down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we're talking to him. He's like, he's a cool guy. He's like from Riverside. Like, oh, I'm trying to move to L.A., blah, blah, blah. And so I'm like, well, I'm going to get a beer. Like, nobody's here, you know?
Yeah.
So I give Ruby $5 and I buy the tickets to go get the beer. And I go get a beer and I like slam it. And I go and it's for the L.A. Gay Basketball League.
Yeah.
And the guy... Who's doing the wrist? Like it's a dude doing wristbands, you know, like to see if you're 21.
Yeah.
He has on these shorts that, like, his asshole must have hurt the minute he put them on. They were like you could see his butt cheeks, right? And he kept that's a video I sent. Did you see that video?
I couldn't see shit. The fucking guy was like a speck on the horizon. I was like, God, what's going on here?
Right, I gotta show
and
you.
He's through a fucking fence.
I know. Well, I got a better one, but like, he did not stop dancing for 4.5 hours.
Oh my okay? God.
And like, so I get a beer and I'm like, well, I gotta go back in there. So I like just slam it down. It's like a small beer. And he goes, honey, you better behave.
Did you go get a queer? And you're like, no, beer. He's like, oh, shit.
He's like,
son of a bitch.
I'm like, okay. I'm like, oh, I'm just working over there. He goes, ooh, okay. And he just like walked away and he like, he went and got caution tape and like taped himself up in caution tape, like right by his nuts.
Oh my God. Should have bought the vein, dude.
Dude, he would have gotten so many numbers.
Yeah.
But like, so, okay, so then the whole time I'm working, and I'm like, Ruby, why don't you go, like, walk around, see what's going on? And I gave her another $5, give me another beer.
Yeah.
You know? Security guard doesn't say shit about it. Like, we probably shouldn't be drinking and handling money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm like, well, fuck it. I'm doing this for free. Like, I'm going to have some kind of fun. You know? Yeah. So, it ends. Our shift ends. They bring people in, and they count our tickets. I did, like, $1,500 worth of tickets. She did, like, 13. But yeah. Towards the end, it started to get really busy after the parade ended. Because like, the parade ends at like 1.
Yeah.
So like 1:30, it was like nonstop. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People are just like, dudes are coming, like, can I get 40? Like, one ticket was like a dollar, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. And like a beer was 5 tickets, a mixed drink was 7 tickets. And dudes are like, can I get 45 tickets? I'm like, okay. You know what I mean? Like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Just forking over cash.
They're all rich, the fucking gays.
Yeah. Well, there's a couple. So now I start to just, about 1:45, I start to just, now I'm seeing like just weirdos come through, okay? Weirdos meaning like a dude, like just dudes with no shirts on, but like not just no shirts, but like, and like, how do I even describe it? Like two leather straps over like their tits.
Oh yes, yeah, okay. But the guys in the, like in police academy, they go to the Blue Oyster.
Yes, okay, guys like that.
Nice outfit.
And then just like big fat dykey bitches, like fucking fat, like 250 pounds with just their butt cheeks hanging out. But then
there's like buzz cuts and shit.
There's all these like really hot Latino chicks with like half shirts on and their tits on. I'm like, are they really gay? Like, I'm like,
no, they're like fag hag. They love fucking hot chicks. Love fucking gay guys.
I don't know.
It's ridiculous.
But, and then like I see a lot of guys. I'm like, oh man, I wish I looked like that guy. You know, there's a lot of like buff dudes.
Yeah.
So about 10 minutes in, after all this is happening, I look up. And there was a stage in front of us, okay? And, like, the whole time they're playing, like, DJ music. We now cut to the fucking mariachi band, which starts playing. But guess who's lead singing it? Some fucking big drag queen.
Oh, Jesus.
And she's only speaking Spanish. And everyone's, like, getting into it. And she's like, and everyone's like, ah! They're all screaming. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here, right? But I'm, like, so I'm not realizing what's going on. Well, it starts to build. And, like, all of a sudden, there's, like, probably 400 people in front of the stage. With no shirts on and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And now dudes have climbed up on like the side post.
Yeah.
In their underwear, just dancing.
Yeah.
And I look
at the gays, they know how to fucking party, man.
I'm like, when did this happen? When like
they know how to fucking, they don't give a fuck.
When did this happen? All right. So I left with two. All right. So then we ended up closing out our banks and we were both fine. And they're like, okay, we'll go walk around, you know, have fun. And like she had to go to work. I had to go to bowling. But I'm like, well, let's walk around for like 20 minutes. I saw like 18 of my league bowlers and they all hugged me and shit. I'm like, oh boy. And
extra long.
I saw 3 league bowlers with damn shirts on, so I just ignored them because I'm like, they're gonna try to hug me and they don't have shirts on. You know? I was like, they're probably super sweaty. So finally we're trying to find one of our coworkers too, and he just says he's shit faced and like is gonna pass out at 1 p.m. You know,
pass out.
So I go. I actually walked by, like, I wanted to see all the sections. And the one was, like I said, Cowboy. And it was, is it called Oil Can Harry? It's like a big gay bar. And they had a rodeo. And I walked in, and I'm like, nope. It was like dudes riding each other. I'm like, I
don't know. Like, I'm going to come too fast.
I'm like,
what? I'm going to make a messy in my pants.
I'm like, what did I expect? I mean, it's my own fault on this one. You know what I mean? Like,
that's awesome.
I mean, gay cowboys and rodeo, I mean, there's only so much you can do with that.
Yeah.
And, all right, then I see, all right, there was a dude, he was walking around, and he had, like, a jock on, okay? Now, if you ever played sports, a jock is just, it's where you put your cup in, you know?
Yeah.
But there's nothing on the back. Like, he just had his whole bare ass cheeks hanging out.
Jesus.
And there's no shirt, and he's just walking around
Jesus
like that.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, there's a lot of dudes just in underwear, and this one guy walks by, he had to be fake. He had, like, his cock was, like, down to his knees. Okay, like he had, I'm like, you can't even get underwear made like that.
Yeah.
Like it was just, I'm like, Jesus
Christ. His actual cock hanging out?
No, but the underwear, like think about it, like just picture like tighty whities.
Yeah.
But like down to here.
Yeah, just slapper. Just, thigh slapper.
Yeah, he had a thigh.
He had a bar dick.
He had a thigh slapper.
That's fucking terrible.
And he's just walking around. Like, hey, fuck, I'd walk around with that too.
Yeah. Especially if you were a mole, you'd be like fucking.
I just wish, like, all right, so what I left with was, okay, the gay people, like, they do a lot of creepy shit, right?
Like what?
Like, walk around with no shirt and no pants on. All right, guys, we're coming up to, what is this, Magnolia?
Dude, Brandon loves his locations.
We're coming up to Magnolia. It might be a little loud for a sec.
One of these days, we should go to, like, fucking Hollywood Boulevard.
That's too loud, bud.
So, yeah, it'll work.
Let's go Polish Fest.
Yeah, we were, remember?
Yeah, but
remember
you got all angry.
That was like our second one or something.
Did everybody came, like, everybody's come with us?
Yeah, it was fun.
Remember I came home to do the podcast, and when they all went to the bar?
No.
Yeah.
I'm fucking cold. I should have worn a goddamn coat.
Do you want this coat, doggy?
No. Why, are you sweating?
Yeah, I popped Molly. I sweat. Woo!
No.
Yeah, I'm kind of warm, actually.
Are you?
Yeah. Here, we'll switch for a little bit.
This is so gay.
It's your coat, too.
Ew, it's all, ew, no, here, it's all sweaty.
It's not sweaty.
It feels damp. Here, hold this.
All right. Oh, if I talk, is this weird when I'm talking to two mics?
No, it just sounds
like. Like stereo? Yeah. Anyways, so the two things. Ah, man, that coat looks good. I don't know why you gave it to me. It's a nice look.
I don't know.
Lost a lot of weight.
Thanks, dude.
I think you were a big fat ass before, that's why.
It feels fucking huge on
me. You think so? Well, I'm a fat guy, too, so. It's a good look.
Thanks, Jimmy.
So
it's weird. It's like, I borrowed one of my shirts back from you last night.
Which one?
One of the ones from the Giep. It looked good though. It was like an old buddy.
You want to have it? You want to just keep it?
Nah.
All
right. I kind of like this. It's like on loan from the Brandon collection.
We're gonna do a through. Ah, let's go this way, and then we'll do a through. I know this whole area.
We can walk down. It's not that loud over here. Mm. There's not that many cars.
Yeah, no, but I know like a couple little intersections. I'm gonna stop, take a piss, the whole thing.
Jesus Christ.
All right, so anyways, so with the gay fest, the thing that like, no, you're right, number one, gay people know how to party, they're like Mexicans.
Yeah. And they're like tireless.
They just like, yeah.
Oh yeah, this is fucking, yeah, it's getting noisy.
Told you. Right. So no, we're going to cut down the
it's
next
It's not too bad, but yeah.
When we get to the fucking 7-Eleven, it's going to be noisy as balls.
Yeah.
But like, they don't care. Like, a lot of them are obviously like in shape and want to look good, right?
Yeah.
Guys and girls.
Yeah.
At the same time, if you're like a bearer or whatever, there's a lot of dudes there who like had like way worse bodies than me with like no shirt on.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Just like fuck it kind of attitude.
There's dudes that are into that though.
I'm seeing like they just were like, eh, you know.
Yeah. Fuck it, that's their attitude. Tattoo it on your balls.
They're like, you know, pop my last sweat. Woo! I don't know. I honestly thought it was going to be way worse. I mean, I did see some pretty strange things, like used condoms in the ground. Disgusting. But
oh, really?
Yeah. But
what animals?
No.
What a garbage.
I just wonder if, like, they...
Oh, she got a picture on this couch, yo. There's a couch down here in the corner.
If they...
Oh, it's all fucked up.
I just, yeah, man, like, I don't know. Don't you wish you had that sense of, like, not even self-ego. Openness.
Freedom?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll show you fucking freedom. Spread them.
I mean, you can't, like, talk to a chick.
In this neighborhood.
You can't talk to a chick the same way the gay guys talk to each other. Like, they're just kind of like, whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah. They're like, hey, let's dock. And they just do.
Well, I'm sure they, don't you think they do, or...
Well, I don't know. You have to have, well, one has to be uncircumcised and one doesn't. So it's, you know, well, it's not just, yeah, not just for anybody.
You can't just dock in someone's asshole?
No, it's not docking. You put the dick heads together.
Yeah. We've done that, but we're not uncircumcised. It's very
weird.
Yeah,
it doesn't really work, yeah.
We have like a Chinese finger trap.
Yeah. It's like having like two round pegs together.
But
they don't go into a hole.
I don't know, like, it wasn't, like I said, there wasn't too much stuff that bugged me out about it, but it was
were
more...
Were you in a tamer section of it?
No, hell no. The Latino crowd was, like, off the chain. Like, that was the worst. Maybe the cowboy section might have been worse.
Yeah.
But just by proxy, just by the name.
Yeah.
But, no, it wasn't too bad. It was, I mean, the music they're playing was, like, just boom, 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 boom.
Oh,
just,
yeah, I love that shit. That's the rhythm that they fucked their boyfriend to. That they needed as like a metronome.
Are you super bugged out by gay people or like? Do you just like,
Am I?
Yeah.
It depends.
Like, if they're too, like, touchy-feely with you, that's like...
Well, no, they've never gotten touchy-feely. It just depends. Like, if I'm in the bowling alley on the fucking Thursday, the entire thing is full of fucking, you know, Moe's, and it's kind of weird.
See, maybe I've been around it so long, that's why I'm like, it doesn't bother, because, and I'm not like...
Yeah, but I'm way hotter than you. I think they want to fuck me.
See, I think physically you are, but emotionally I am. So, like, they always want to, like, turn me.
Yeah.
Does that make any sense to anybody out there who isn't a gay?
Do we have any fucking gay listeners, I wonder? Besides Tom the Dreamer?
No, I think he's the only one.
Yeah.
No, him and, what's his name? Pimplebeard. Chris. Christian? What's his name?
Christian. All right. Rusty. All right. Rusty never texts me back anymore. I'll send him random movie quotes and shit, and I don't get nothing back. I'll send him, like, Boogie Nights shit, and I'll just be like, all right, don't text me back, penis.
You want to
see? What the fuck, Rusty? What am I, chopped liver? Don't be a fucking stranger.
Mike, the SFD used to live over here.
I've never walked to this fucking... This is a nice little neighborhood right here.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's a nice... How long you live here, man? It's a nice neighborhood.
I looked at a couple houses. Or apartments over here before we moved.
Yeah. Are they pricey? It's all like got all kinds of tree cover and shit.
It's not... they're not terrible.
Yeah.
They're just not, like, homey either. They're just like... like, that's my thing. I don't want to live in an apartment anymore. We're like... You got to go through like 15 fucking gates and there's 600 fucking apartments. You know what I mean? Like, I'd rather just... Like,
I don't mind that.
The one thing I like about our place is we just can walk right into the door.
Yeah.
You can just park. And that's really tough to find. You know what I mean? Unless you rent a house. Like, it's a really...
You can't park in a fucking driveway more than 2 seconds with a goddamn car. If we're only having like 7 people living there, the fucking thing is like the freeway.
No, that too. But they just, I guess, destroy the fucking... washer now too. We just don't have a washer in our place anymore.
Yeah, we won't have a washer. I'll bet it'll be 6 months. I bet it'll be fucking Christmas before we get that thing. That's gonna fucking take forever, dude. I know it.
Yeah.
How do you really? You walk back here all the time?
Yeah, I know this area pretty well. I knew it before I even lived over here because right here, right in front of us, that's Orange Line. So some of the times when I was going to work, I'd get dropped off right here and I'd walk these streets to Pins.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mike, the SFD lived right there.
Look at that son of a
bitch. I don't
know
what far. I think he moved down to, like, he moved down to L.A. or something. That guy, he was a cool guy, but he was kind of like, he was like a self-destructive guy.
He
like,
was, yeah.
Like a striker.
He didn't
even
really seem like it either, though.
He carried himself very well.
Yeah.
But he just, like, one of those guys who just couldn't, I don't know.
Yeah, he was just addicted to shit.
Happens, I guess.
He was always getting in trouble. He had, like, guy in trouble head, the like, way his head was shaped.
He had like,
he was a bonehead.
He almost had, like, the Quinn-itis of, like, Quinn could be doing, like, a lot better, but he does way better than Mike the SFD.
Yeah.
But Quinn just likes to, like, get fucked up and, like, hang out.
Yeah.
You know? Quinn's, like, a bohemian kind of guy.
He is, yeah.
You realize that,
like, he'll do well out here. He adapts. He has a very L.A.-compatible personality.
And, like, this is his last...
Personality, you can get a personality.
It's his last week, too. I'm kind of bummed. I like him, man. I like hanging out with him. You know?
The last week at Pins?
Yeah, until he's going to fucking Canada to shoot a film, and then he's going to fucking Switzerland to shoot that feature.
Are they letting him take, like, leave of absence, or is it he actually put his 2 weeks in?
They're letting him take leave of absence and keep his insurance.
Oh, well, then
but he had to pay for it. Yeah, because he's such a, you know, decent enough worker.
Decent. And,
oh, I lost my mind at work today. So on the end of Gay Fest was, number one, everyone should check it out. Number two, it shouldn't be so expensive. It's $20 to get into the fucking thing. $20 to park.
They're all rich.
Everything was just, like, super expensive. Except for the food Ruby got. She got tacos. They look fucking awesome. They're like $5.
How about those nachos, guys? You are not here for the
fucking
food.
Hey, why don't you... hey, guys, too, let's give it up for the bartender, okay? Bartender and your waitstaff. Oh. Why don't you talk about that?
Oh, my God. I went to this fucking stand... Well, it's hard...
Fucking stand-up.
It's hard to describe because you had to be there, but...
These are kind of neat right here, man.
Yeah. It looks like they'd be in, like, fucking Colorado or some shit. Like, out in the woods. Well, it's dark, but was this Chandler?
Yeah. Location guy?
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't know the Big Divided Media. I went and saw, this dude, Josh, that he's going to be in, this upcoming video I made. It's the Persian chick's boyfriend who's a stand-up. He did stand-up, at the fucking historic Formosa, where they have, like, a kind of open mic, almost kind of thing. And, like, he's pretty good. Like, the crowd in there was so receptive. Like, people were just, like, it was like a really good crowd. Like, people were just laughing. They just wanted to laugh. They were laughing at anything. So unless you really sucked, it looked like you were doing really good. So he, like, killed it. His buddy that's also out here from Philly, who I couldn't believe the guy was, he said he's only been, like, it was his 1 year anniversary of doing stand-up. And he was like, I thought he'd been doing it for 10 years. I was like, holy shit.
I think some people just have the knack for
it,
I guess.
This guy's good. He's pretty fucking funny.
You like Scott Murphy, for example.
Yeah, exactly. So they did really good. There's like three guys in a row crushed. And then it's like, the guy, and then it was such a fucking, like, peaks and valleys. Like, the guys that were good were so good. And then if you were one or the other, the guys that sucked were so bad. It was, like, fucking so uncomfortable. We're like, oh, my God. Especially after, like, having the guy before having so many laughs and shit. Like, the fucking silence was deafening in the thing. And I was just like, oh, my God, there's some fucking awful comics. There was the classic L.A., like, the loud black guy that everyone tells them they should do stand-up because they're all wound up and crazy, and they're not afraid to get in front of people. They're like, you should do stand-up! But, like, they're not funny. They don't have any jokes. They just don't mind getting up in front of people, so they just will.
They just say the N-word a lot. They just get up with nothing.
Yeah, they just I was in the store the other day. Oh, and they always laugh at their own jokes. They always fucking laugh. Especially if no one else is laughing, just because it's uncomfortable. So they'll just be like, I was at the store the other day, and I saw this white lady, and she had her hair up in a bun. And I was like, what are you doing with a bun in your hair? And then they, like, check their phone for, like, the next joke, and it's like, oh, my God, this is fucking awful. And, like, and they'll always get up. You can tell they had, like, two jokes prepared, and the rest are just winging it. And they're like, oh, I was thinking of this. There was another joke I was thinking of. Oh, yeah, I was walking. Just that kind of shit. It's like, what are you doing? Like, we're sitting here waiting for, did you see what the last guy just did? Why don't you do that, fucker? Oh, they're the worst. They are the worst.
Hey, get ready.
I hate them.
You see this building right here?
Yeah.
This is like old folks home, but I think like on their way out old folks home.
Oh, yeah.
So every time you walk by, it smells like death. Yeah. And you always hear people like, oh, I feel like really fucking bad.
Oh, Jesus, really?
Yeah, I feel really bad when I walk by. Those are all new
lights.
What
is it? Don't open dead inside? Fucking written on there?
It's
creepy.
Those are all new lights.
Orbs all full of fucking walkers.
Well.
It's scary.
Well, I mean.
I'm psyched for World War Z.
I am, but like I'm kind of over zombies at the same
time. I don't fucking love zombies.
Really?
I love them.
It's like vampires. Like, enough vampires.
Well, there's vampire. I don't think zombies are quite as ubiquitous as vampires.
They are right
there's
now.
There's a lot more you can do with zombies than you can. Vampires are kind of like.
I don't know, man. What do you want from the store, doggy? Are you going to.
I'll go in.
It's
going to
look weird
in.
If you go.
Someone gives a shit. All right. It's a microphone.
These guys are going to think we're fucking terrorists, and they are terrorists.
They are, yeah, no. They know their own kind.
But there's like, people.
There's just two white boys.
Oh man, what there's people in the store. It's gonna be
what
weird.
Are you worried about? What
see, so okay,
shit?
That's the bus stop. So I get off right here, and I'd walk through all these back streets to get the pins. And this is like if I ever left work and didn't feel like when I used to live with Tony.
Yeah.
I'd have him drop me off here, and I'd take this all the way back to the old apartment.
Yeah.
But I'd get a beer or Sparks or some shit first.
Of course he would.
Of course he did.
I was hung, dude. I was so pissed. I felt so like violated that chick got me drunk. And I just felt awful. And you know,
she took advantage of you, bud.
I mean, yeah, and I can't be too pissed because at least I got laid. At least something came out of it. But,
can I ask you the end of this? Did you ever actually blast the full load?
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, fucking 6 minutes later.
Oh, on her face or?
Fag. No, on her stomach.
Oh. That's boring.
Yeah. I mean, she was cool, but she's a nice girl. But,
did she come?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was doing all right. That's why I was so mad at myself. I'm like, fuck, man, I should be like killing this.
I wonder if I should put, like, pistachios or something.
Pistachios?
Yeah.
For what? Get some?
Like, get some pistachios.
Where did you... How have I not noticed this entire night you're walking around with a fucking Duck Dynasty shirt on? Ew, why do you have that?
I got it from Walmart.
That'd be like if I had a fucking X-Men shirt with, like, Sheldon on it.
Yeah, I'm not even a huge Duck Dynasty fan either.
Oh, yeah, no, you watched the other one. What's your Swamp People?
Swamp People.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Oh.
All right.
Somebody was getting her groceries for the week.
Ah, crispy fries.
I went to school with crispy fries.
Crispy fries. You want something, bud? You want water or you want a Gatorade or something, doggy?
Gatorade. Yeah, I'll get a vitamin water, bro. All
right.
Is that all right?
All right, fucking guess so.
I should have grabbed money out of my car. I should get a Gatorade.
What's
hey,
this
give me
one?
This pink one. Yeah, nigga, I like that.
You got a big beer there, Brandon.
Yeah, nigga, I like that shit. I look real manly drinking this pink fucking vitamin water.
Should I get these ice cream pistachios or no?
I don't know. What, is this like a moral conflict you're having? If, get them if you want them.
I would get peanuts.
You're a real nut
I just don't want to like carry all this shit.
I don't want to carry your fucking existence.
I don't want this.
There's a really loud humming in here.
I like bear.
Every time I see that wolf tail in the bathroom, I think of that.
You like eagle?
I like wolf.
You want like one of these, want one of those?
No thanks, bro. What are those? Oh, taquitos?
Some good eating. That's what it is. Oh, yeah, the hustler's right there. Look at that, that chick's bent over.
Hayden Hawkins? I heard of her. That was bone with a silver spoon in my mouth, Miss Hawkins.
Who, me? Ooh, Playmate of the Year. That chick looks hot.
Yeah, but it's gonna be all, hey, it's gonna be all Photoshop.
How you doing?
Are you gonna drink both of those tonight?
Yeah, probably. What do you want me to save for a month?
Only two tall boys. 883. 24. Right. That's 48 fluid ounces of beer.
Yeah.
Put a door.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like.
Yeah. We're doing a live podcast.
So that didn't go through, son of a bitch. All right, take off one of the beers, I guess, and the peanuts.
No, take away mine then.
No. All right, take this off. I'll just pay
this
cash.
This is so sad. I should have brought money. He doesn't have enough money
There's
to
pay. There's money. I'm telling you.
To you.
568.
All right.
You're making a big scene.
All right, let's do this. All right.
What's our time on this?
Give me these two on this, and I'll pay for this on my credit card. So just, yeah, decline everything. And
oh,
then
my God.
Come on, man. All right, decline everything. Just put this... Put these two on my my card.
I'm sorry about him.
Pay this too, huh?
Yeah, and then I'll pay for this on my card. All right. Thanks, bud. Sorry, man. This damn card. Son of a...
Yeah, it's the card. It's the lack of money on the card. That's a problem. I hate you.
You tell me, bud.
I can't take you anywhere.
I can't believe I just checked the balance unless it... Someone might not be getting vitamin water. Yeah, I went through. All right, thanks.
I should have brought money. Thanks, man. See ya.
Only having fucking one beer. That sucks.
Well, you should have got rid of mine. I should have brought money. I had $10.
Here.
Oh, you know what? Oh, check this bonus out. Besides getting late and everything else, she dropped $10 in my fucking room. Huh?
Wait,
huh?
What do you mean she dropped $10?
She dropped $10 fall out of her pocket. There's a $10 bill on my floor. It wasn't mine. I feel like a fuck. Does that make me a fucking prostitute?
No, fuck no. That's awesome. Yeah. You wouldn't be a prostitute, you'd be a gigolo.
Thanks for my pink vitamin. We should get someone to take our picture.
Well, just walking around like this?
She got it in front of seven. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but you have to ask some asshole to do, and they'd probably steal your fucking phone.
No, they're not. What is this, fucking 1980? What is this, European vacation?
They need to rob an ATM. I can't open it. I cannot believe there's not enough money in that credit card. Cocksucker. Well,
what happened to it all? I'm walking on Laurel Canyon.
I honestly, I haven't used it in months. I thought I paid it down, but I'm glad. You know what? I don't need to get any more money on that credit card. I'm going to cut that fucker up when I get home.
Do it. Oh, I thought that was, like, your debit card.
Uh-uh.
Doesn't this place look terrible, this Shakey's Pizza? It looks awful. Look how dreary. It looks like it's, like, 1984 inside there.
It's weird. It's
like, got, like, red lights.
It's like Shakey's Ye Public House. Look at it.
That's awful. Yeah, I should fucking do a flick. I can take pictures of all this shit.
It's like you go there, like, with your baseball team. And you get a couple pizzas and some beers and shit.
It looks like fake or something. I can't describe it. I don't feel compelled to eat there at all. You know what I do feel compelled to eat? Church's chicken.
It's kind of whack. I've eaten there before. Extra pizza's all right, but.
That's just fucking delicious, this thing. What fucking flavor is this? Let's focus. See, now the show's any better because I got focus.
Here you go, bub.
Kiwi strawberry.
I'm going to show you a place I always take a piss, too.
All right. Oh, cool. I feel like I'm eating a famous person.
You want some popcorn? You get the rest of that.
Why didn't I even make that guy talk? I should have talked to the fucking Arab at the fucking counter.
Thank you, Harry. That other guy was like,
that's a Lucy. That's something you're going to buy from the Arabs. That is correct. I went to this Saturday night.
It's pretty cold out, man.
I know. You want this back?
No, I'm good.
Are you warm?
I mean, I'm not freezing and I'm not
warm.
Why
isn't it fucking hot yet? I don't understand this. It's fucking almost July, for Christ's sakes. It should be like 100 every fucking day. I want to go to the goddamn beach.
See, there's a lot of weird shit going on over here.
This is fine. It looks like we're going to get fucking killed back here.
I'm always nervous, but... Oh.
Yeah, this looks like a fucking like a drug deal just waiting to happen.
Yeah. I always make sure there's no homeless over here.
Yeah. You're one step from fucking. You might as well be homeless.
I'm taking a pee-pee, guys. Next to a dumpster at 5315 Laurel Canyon Avenue.
You are
Boulevard. Boulevard. Sorry.
I went to this thing Saturday night. It was called the Iron and Ink Festival in Long Beach. And they had it like right at the Queen Mary.
Okay, yeah.
And I got a free ticket. I met Bogues there. And my old boss, Pete the Gaffer from fucking 495. And like, dude, there was just fucking, it was like 5,000 Olivia from Pawn Stars. Just what? Everywhere, wearing like nothing. Oh my God, and like fishnets and like, they all had like rockabilly chick hair. And oh, it was fucking insane. I was losing my goddamn mind. But I saw fucking, fucking Iggy Pop played. Man, that guy's like, I think he's 63. He looks fucking 42. And he's just like running around like a fucking madman. I can't believe the energy that dude has. I was like, holy shit, this guy. He's fucking keeping it real.
Is he not a drug guy? I thought he was a drug guy.
He was, yeah, for a long time.
Not anymore?
I think he smokes a lot of weed or something. I don't know. But, yeah, it was pretty cool.
That gate's never opened.
They start fucking... Huh? Well, that's really something. An empty parking lot and the gate's open. Jeez Louise, something's afoot.
Hey, that gate's never open at home.
What the fuck was I saying? Like they started playing, right? Because they were like the headliners, and like the guy comes out and plays like two fucking bars, and then Iggy runs out. They just start playing. There's no like hello, no nothing. They just like ripped right into the first song. It was the fucking coolest thing I ever saw. I was like, holy shit.
Would they do Lust for Life like 9 times in a row?
No, actually, they didn't fucking play that. Come to think of it, they did. Well, because it was Iggy and the Stooges, and I think that might have been Iggy solo. And maybe for some reason he doesn't do that. Yeah, holy shit, they didn't do Lust for Life. What the fuck?
I mean, that's the only song I know.
Yeah, me too. I Be Your Dog. That was it. Everyone went nuts for that one. But, I remember just, like, walking around in the fucking Queen Mary. Have you ever been on that ship? It's fucking huge.
Been near there.
I've never been on, like, a ship. Like a luxury liner. It's cool.
You really had a weird weekend, bro.
I did. And then, like, so...
You get a lot of boners.
Everybody went home, and I'm sitting there...
I'll finish these peanuts, fuck it.
I'm sitting there at, like, midnight, and I'm like... I was fucking... I'm wide awake. Like, I did not want to go to fucking sleep, and I'm like... I'm texting all these chicks. I'm trying to get something going on because I just knew I was going to be up late. And I was like, I got out of my car and I'm the whole ship. So the show's over at like midnight, but the whole ship is just full of like just punk rockers and shit everywhere. I'm like, and everyone else went home. I'm like, why don't I just get back and go on the fucking boat and just have a weird like Don Draper adventure and just like walk around and just like hook up with people or something. But like, I didn't. I went home like a fucking asshole. Well, I was supposed to take that fucking Armenian chick that I was talking. Oh, I should get an Armenian chick.
Well, and did you get those texts from Quinn that he talked to those chicks and they came back last night?
Not that he talked to them. He just said that they came back. And this time there were 6 of them. Hmm. Those Asian gals.
He said he was talking to them and they were like all like, ooh, like all giggly and shit with them.
He didn't tell me that fuck.
Yeah.
Oh. I wanted to go, but I was going to meet that chick in a couple hours anyways. And I was like, I just got back from like Runyon Canyon. Oh, I was like, fuck it. I went to Runyon, right? I worked out at that Universal that Ruby's been telling me about forever. I fucking drove past, I've probably driven past that thing 5,000 times. I never fucking knew there was an LA Fitness right there. It's right on Cahuenga by like the 101 entrance, by like the In-N-Out Burger and shit right there.
In-N-Out's fuck up, Donnie.
Yeah. But it's like super corporate, it's like a brand, whatever. But because it's right there, right by Runyon, so I get on it and like, you gotta fucking come in this one of these times. Number one, it's fucking brutal. Like no matter how much I run around that park and shit, like, the second part of it, where it's, like, an incline, where you're basically just walking up a side of a mountain, it's fucking, oh, my God.
Can I just walk it? Like?
Yeah, I can barely make it. But, of course, I went Bogues, and he walked through it like he was walking on a fucking flat surface. But it's, like, a 90-degree incline. But, like, there's this one part where it's, like, it's so deep, you're almost, like, you're almost got to get down on all fours. Like, remember when you used to do squat thrusts in gym?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, it's like that, but, like, tilt the floor up 90 degrees. That's basically how you got to get up this hill. And there's just chicks, I mean, because there's so many people there. I know just these girls with just these big, fucking sweaty, juicy fucking ass. Like, their ass cheeks are almost hanging out. It's, like, right in your fucking face. Dude, it's brutal. I'm like, oh, my God, I want to fucking destroy this girl. Like, they're all super hot, like, in shape, but they still have, like, a big booty. Oh, my God, it's, like, right in your fucking mug.
Like, do you do anything that doesn't involve, like, just hot chicks being around you not talking to them?
No, that's why I'm such a miserable fuck. And yeah, I hate myself.
Yeah.
I got it. I'm telling you. I'm.
You need a girlfriend who's, like, pretty hot and, like, can just hang.
I do. I do. Not even hot, but just one that I had, like, one that I'm, every, like, when I see her, I'm just like, oh, fuck, like, that's my chick, I want to fuck her, like, that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's got to, like, light me up when I see her. I need that
like,
kind
you
of almost, chick.
Like, you don't even want to take her out because you don't want other guys to look at her.
No, Asian Laura lives right here. I don't know about that. Oh, yeah? Stupid bitch. She's probably in there just pouting and walking around all weird.
She's like taking pictures. She like, they have two bedrooms and she turned one like into a studio so she could take silly pictures.
Yeah.
Gosh. I can't believe that credit card got through. What a scumbag I am.
That's hilarious,
that
dude.
That guy probably fucking hates us.
He was I should have talked to him. It looked like he was like ready to talk. He like,
he's cool. No, I remember like my beard growing days in the Plenty of Fish. Mike and myself would walk in there and he'd be like, what's up, guys? Because we had beards and so does he, you know? So he always felt like one with us because we had beards.
He'd be like, Allah Akbar? Allah Akbar? And he'd be like, no. Oh, dude, just testing.
Like, you think those guys had big cocks?
Why would you? Who the fuck would you? Is it the fucking Mo? Why would that even? Why would you even think about that?
It's a possibility they do.
But why? How the fuck would you even like? Why would your brain go there?
No, because my curiosity.
Yeah,
is,
Osama bin Laden was hung, dude.
I heard
he was like a donkey.
Well, I heard he jerked off like he had all kinds of porn.
He did, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So
what? Guys with small dicks don't jerk off.
Fucking penis. What do you think the percentage is? You think guys with smaller dicks jerk off more than guys with big cocks?
I don't know. I don't measure. I'm not that vain.
That's why they call you Mr. Vain.
Yeah.
Ah, that should be.
Oh, and I heard the, I listened to like three episodes today. Because it was like, so, I felt like such shit. I did not want to fucking stop. Like, I didn't want to sit down because I just felt awful. I just wanted to keep working. Like, I was just doing shit around the place. And so I was just listening to some LGR.
What do you put on, like, those speakers?
No, I put it in my pocket. I just put a headphone on.
Oh, okay.
And, I heard the one, he's like, oh, by the way, Vin Diesel was the fucking Iron Giant. And I almost, like, spit my fucking coffee out. That was a good, dude, 20 is a fucking classic. That's a great episode. I haven't heard that in a long time.
And
it
was Cheese and Mike?
Yeah, Mike and Cheese. But they're not really on Mike. It's
they're just there.
Yeah. Like just. They just kind of chime in here and there. But it was pretty funny. That was, like, the beginning of the Mario Lopez and shit.
That's, like, I remember Scott, like, trying to tell me, like, he's like, well, you know, Chelsea wanted to go home that after, like, the film fest.
Yeah.
And she's like, I guess she felt that she couldn't get, like, a word in edgewise, and neither did I. I'm like, if you hang out,
what are they hanging
in the car ride with me, you Bogues, Scott and Chelsea.
After the film fest? I didn't know Chelsea was there. I don't remember that.
She was there.
Really? She didn't come with us, did she?
No, he took her home, and then he came back.
But did she come to the actual film fest with us?
Yes.
Wow, remember
they were on, like, edibles?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot Chelsea was there for some reason.
So what I'm saying is, like,
I mean, maybe she was quiet because she was all fucked up.
I'm trying to say, I'm anybody who hangs out with us, like, they can't, like, handle the the back
the
and
awesomeness.
Forth. Yeah, fucking right.
Yeah.
That's why we have a show and you don't, pussies. Sorry. Why do I always, denigrate our fucking audience? I feel so bad about it.
I don't know, you've been mean lately.
I don't mean it, guys. I love you guys, and I'm going to get t-shirts made, and if you've ever been on the show, you get one for free. And if you haven't, you have to pay $20.
When are those, when's it happening? You've been talking about t-shirts
for 6 months. Well, goddamn it, dude, I am so fucking broke, man.
Yeah, me too.
I gotta wait till I get some cash. It's not gonna cost all that much money, but if we could sell, like.
Well, let me know. How much do you need?
If we could sell 8 of them, I'll get my money back.
Do you got, like, a price for them?
Yeah, I'll be all right. We'll
find out and I'll fucking split it.
Are we good? Are you good on that blue color? Remember, like,
I think so.
That kind of like.
What was that green thing you were wearing?
Yeah, I'll be able to get them made. I'll get them made, and then, like, you just have to try to sell something.
That's my Kickstarter for it, bro.
Hey, this is Kelly, the bartender.
Oh, did I tell you about the... Oh, no, I already told you about the whole thing with Josh trying to, like, shop a show around.
Yeah.
It'd be pretty cool. There's some shit possibly... I mean, you know, nothing will probably happen, but...
Yeah, let me... Can I check my notes real quick? Because I thought I definitely had something to talk about.
Yeah. I know, I'm forgetting a bunch of shit. It's hard to remember when you're walking, because, like, there's so much scenery to distract you.
All right.
My legs hurt. Fuck.
Oh, man, 64 degrees? What are we, fucking Buffalo?
I know, this is ridiculous.
Oh, okay, couple things.
It was cold this weekend. Right. I went to the beach.
Just from yesterday. So the guy on my team, now it's like Scott, myself, Cheese, and then this guy, Robert, who went to his birthday. He's on with the Grammys.
What happened to Rob Bass?
He isn't bowling. Like, their team isn't bowling, so Scott subbed in for us.
Oh.
Every week he brings us Jell-O shots now.
Really?
Yeah, which is pretty fucking awesome. But they, like, got rid of their kitchen. So we just, like, called Domino's. And they, like, brought pizza into the bowling alley for us.
Really?
Yeah. That's, like, a new thing that they're doing. The movie Ghoulies. You ever see it?
I only know Ghoulies 2 when they're at the carnival.
Okay, Ghoulies 2 at the carnival. Yes, I agree with you. There was also Ghoulies 3, which is Ghoulies Go to College.
Oh.
Okay.
Schoolies go to schoolies.
I'm trying to knock these out real quick.
I'm trying to knock you out real quick.
Nose hair. Do you have a lot of nose
hair? Yeah,
it's
awful. Yeah, I can't stand it.
Do you trim it?
I don't know anything to trim it with. I need some kind of apparatus.
Oh, see, I have an apparatus, and I'm almost on that thing where everyone says, well, if you shave it, it'll grow back faster. That's almost the truth with my nose hair. Because I never had nose hair, but when I like trimmed like one or two of them, now I got like old man Jew like nose hair.
Yeah. Like Iron Sheik.
Right. Yeah.
Did you see that fucking Instagram? He's like, she reminded me of Elizabeth. She's like, she'd date that jabroni macho man. He goes, that cheap Jew son of a bitch, he wouldn't even buy her a hot dog. That was awesome.
Do you like the idea of Luke's devils we were talking about the other day, or you think it's stupid? Like women that you hate that we have nicknames for?
What?
Luke's devils.
Who? Who do I hate?
Like the fridge?
Oh, nah.
Like
stupid.
Corpse hair, like navel tits.
They're not even around anymore.
Corpse hair.
No, it was bad. Yeah,
okay, all right. You want to do it? Okay, back to the...
What happened with this work meeting today, Mr. fucking...
Well, okay, I'll get to that real quick. Yeah, a second.
We're at like 50 minutes.
Oh, fuck.
We probably got like 15.
We got time, doggy.
I feel like we've been doing this for fucking 2 hours.
You always say, I thought you had one of your bitches in there. Like, that always makes me laugh, and I totally forgot it was from Goodfellas, even though I knew it was from. But I don't ask you, or I just like, yeah, I remember that. Like, I act like I know shit just so I don't feel like a complete penis. Like, I teeth you. I teeth you on movie quotes a lot of the times.
Yeah.
Like, every time you say, like, what's the line from Godfather where he's like, I say the Hail Mary and...
Every time it says the Hail Mary, I caught a fish.
Yeah, see? Like, shit like that. Like, I'm always like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Is that make me like a penis? Or is it like you just know like...
I'm so fucking insecure. Who cares?
I'm asking you, bud.
No. Yeah, I'm really offended. Now I'm very pissed off. I'm quitting the show.
Well,
speaking of which, are you going to quit third string?
Well, I don't...
You should do it.
I told him not doing it this week again. So it's going to be 2 weeks.
Not do it.
It's 2 weeks in a row.
Fuck him. I'm like, for him being such a fucking penis, that he'll just sit there in an empty studio with no one to do a fucking show with like an asshole. Fucking prick.
I want to like talk sports and shit, but I don't want him.
What's his name? Get doing a show.
Yeah, I mean, I like Mac as well, but I'm saying like maybe like a sports show with like.
Why don't you take the Zoom and just hang out with him up in the VIP room and do a show from like in there?
Yeah.
Just be silly geese. At least I feel like you're going somewhere. Or like you can get off work and go, I don't know.
No, you're not wrong about it. I'm just saying like.
Thanks.
It's an idea. So my work meeting today? Well, wait. Is Joe Pesci one says I thought you had one of your bitches in there?
Yeah, when he killed Samuel Jackson. All right,
because I swear to God, the dude on my team yesterday was talking about the Joe Pesci album.
That's
what I wanted to bring up. Because you had talked about him, like, I had no clue, and he started talking, and nobody had any idea what he was talking about. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? You're talking about this right now? I'm like, my roommate just mentioned this the other day.
Yeah, that's a classic. They play that on all, like, I think, like, Howard used to play it and shit. It was, like, all over the place.
And he did cover songs? Or?
Yeah. I think he did, like, Tom Jones and shit, but then he had, like, a rap song where it says, the bitches that'll get you. He just says it over and over again. It's fucking awful. It's so dumb. Everyone was like, what the hell is he doing? He's a fucking wacko. I love those fucking... I don't know if you told him, like, all the time when he was on ONA, he was talking about... Because he used to do that Joe Pesci show. And, like, the couple times he was actually on, like, he was really fucking, like, just a really fucking weird guy. And we kind of like fuck with Brewer and like almost kind of threaten him and shit and be like, I think he was seriously, he doesn't like people making fun of him. He has like no sense of humor. Like fucking, like Kevin Pollak said in that book on Casino, he was the only one that couldn't take, like if Don Rickles fucked him, he'd get all pissed off and shit and like yell at him. Everyone else, like De Niro, like didn't, he like loved it. Like he loved it when he fucked with him. But Joe Pesci couldn't handle it.
At Joe Pesci's career. I mean, what has he done for me lately? Honestly.
Yeah, but I almost think a part of it is that he just wants to be, like, retired and play golf. He probably doesn't really want to... I don't think he wants to work. I'm sure if he did, then people would fucking hire him. He's still, you know... Yeah.
I guess, I mean...
What have you done for me lately? Why is this house so dark? Look at that. That's fucking creepy.
I don't like...
That's, like, pitch black.
I think Joe Pesci...
It's only, like, 11 o'clock at night. Sorry.
Joe Pesci might suck, man.
Okay. Great point.
I just teethed
Joe
you.
Joe Pesci might suck, man. All right.
I just teethed you.
Yeah, that was awesome.
What
a thread starter that was.
I just... Have you ever been teethed before?
Why would he suck? What does he have, like... Is he, like, partially paralyzed and can't talk? Or is there a fucking...
I'm just saying, like, as a person, he kind of sucks. Look at the inside of that place. Look at how fucking huge that fucking
is. Oh, it's cool. It's got like cathedral ceilings.
Yeah.
These look like giant pieces of asparagus.
Oh, it's bamboo, bro.
Is it?
Yeah.
It smells like exotic plants.
I'm not saying Joe Pesci sucks. I'm just saying, like...
Oh, you mean like in person?
Yeah, like...
Yeah, no, it sounds like it. Maybe, sounds like
they,
a fucking prick.
Maybe they just don't want to deal with them.
Yeah, it could be.
Look at that door. Does that make no sense?
Yeah, it's stupid. It's retarded.
I mean, I heard De Niro's kind of like, you know... What do they call that? Instead of saying the guy's an asshole...
Standoffish?
No,
I never heard De Niro really was. I always heard he was pretty cool.
Instead of saying like...
He just does a million takes. Drives everybody nuts.
What is it called?
Difficult?
No, I suck. I'm not going to think of it. I'm stupid.
Fucking asshole. You're a real piece of shit. Not thinking of a De Niro fucking metaphor.
No, what is it now? Fuck my face in 10 different ways. Not unique. It's like another name for
eccentric?
Like...
Eccentric?
Yes. He's an eccentric, yes.
Yeah. I guess.
Hey, I'll show you something up here, bud.
What? This is one thing of shit.
Well, not in this neighborhood, no. In the other neighborhood, yes. This is 40 was shot.
Oh, really?
The house, yeah.
How do you know which house it was?
Because I walked by.
I remember seeing all the trucks, but I couldn't really tell where. It looked like the whole block fucking shut down, so I couldn't tell which house. God, I fucking fucked that movie. Oh, so bad.
Yeah, who did I talk to? I think Scott.
Holy shit,
I think Scott said it was a miserable piece of dog shit, too.
I'm telling you, I was like 10 minutes in, and I'm like, I can't sit through fucking 2 hours of this. I can't even take fucking 10 minutes. Is this the whole fucking movie?
I think it's that one right there, or the one next to it.
I don't remember. Because it starts out, it's a lot of like interiors, like their yard and shit.
Yeah, but I mean.
And then they brought back the other
right
characters.
There. See like, where the lights are on that one? That's where they're shooting at.
Really?
Yeah. Let's pull this way, doggy.
I can't tell. I don't know where the fuck we are. It would take me 20 minutes to get home right now. I have no fucking clue.
Really? Just let you
well,
go?
Well, Houston. Okay, I can just walk up Houston, I guess.
Henry Hill's house is over there.
Oh, yeah, that's... What was that? Riverside back there? Riverside, motherfucker.
Oh, we got a motorcycle. I can't believe Only God Forgives is going to be a bad movie. That's still bumming
well,
me
I don't know. Maybe you'll like it. Oh, I haven't seen it, but the first trailer's out for that Woody Allen movie with fucking Dice and Louis C.K.
Oh, really?
I'm fucking psyched for that one, yeah.
I had,
a gay old motorcycle. Oh, fag.
My last thing, I don't know if you have anything else. My last thing is I need... Hang on a second.
Okay. A swift kick in the ass?
Well, yeah, basically. No, I need my own kind of hat.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean by that? Because, like, Bogues has, like, the guy...
Oh, the scaly cap thing?
Yeah, he's got that from, like, AC/DC guy. And then Scott and Rob Bass, they wear, like, those cabbie hats. They're very similar, but a little bigger.
I don't like Scott in that. Bogues pulls off the one he wears, but I don't know. I don't know if I buy Scott.
Scott, but Rob Bass wears that
Scott
as well.
Scott looks like an old-timey, like, truck driver.
But then Bogues also does, like, the beanie a lot of times.
Yeah.
And that kind of works.
He's got a like a skinny head.
I need like a hat. Like, not like a baseball cap. I'm saying like not a fedora, but
Paul Reiser has these fucking hats.
Yeah, Paul Reiser, you've got these fucking hats. It's all. But I'm saying I looked for that one time and I found like the link to it and it wouldn't play. I was so fucking pissed because I was gonna send it to you.
Shit.
Dice bitching about Paul Reiser. But guys, I've said that a million times on the air, but what the whole gist is that Dice makes fun of Paul Reiser talking about hats. That's the whole fucking thing. Anyways, I need like that was such a good callback. Thank you.
Anytime, man.
Don't you think you need, like, your kind of hat? Like,
yeah, oh, yeah. My head's really weird shape. I have a lot of trouble. It takes me years to find hats.
No, you know what's good for you is, like, those, like, army-type hats. They're not, like, fitted, but they got their,
oh,
like,
yeah.
Kind of... Yeah,
yeah, that, those are okay. I mean,
that's a good look on you.
Thanks, man. I didn't know it turned you on some. I'd wear it more.
We're going to dock later without you being cut. But, yeah, I need a hat, like a style of hat. Like, I just wear baseball
hats.
Go
to Lids and try some on.
No, I'm talking like I need an individual, like not like a fedora. I don't want to look like fucking Indiana Jones, but like, or even a
cowboy. Like Sinatra ones?
Like a cowboy hat. That's a thought, but then all the hipsters wear those.
So what?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
no,
who cares? I need
But you know you're not one. You're as far from one as you can possibly get. You're a shitster.
No, but you said I'm like, an ironic hipster because I don't want to be, but some of the shit I wear, like this Duck Dynasty shirt, like,
yeah,
like the shit I do, some, like I wear my Deep Hue Rec shirt out.
Yeah.
Like, I don't do it on purpose. I'm just like,
yeah. I think you're a victim of circumstance because you always did it, and now it's the thing to do, but you were doing it way before.
Fuck right it was. I'm actually a hipster, dude. I rule. I had a beard way before hipsters had beards, bro.
Yeah, but those are always like, they go and like Bill the Butcher fucking curls or something. They always got to do some kind of ironic fucking facial hair thing.
Yeah, well, but what kind of hat? I'm telling you, the army style hat, that's good for you.
Thanks, dude.
That's your look. Yeah. Keep it. Get more of them. You're good to go.
Yeah. That one I got too fucking tight in my head, though.
All right, I'll take it.
It squeezed on my brain juice out. No, I still wear it, but it's just, if I wish it was a little bit. I had one when I moved back to Buffalo when I first got one. It fits so perfect.
Was it like a military type one like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good look for you, man.
Yeah.
I'm saying, yeah.
Like a Castro hat.
Bogues can, yeah, he can pull off a couple looks. He wears those, like, Brian Johnson hats, or he wears, like, the fucking beanies.
Yeah.
He should wear, I wonder if Bogues
can. Did you see that fucking Pussy Riot video he did?
Mm.
It looks like a fucking real movie.
Is it like up? Is it
on? Yeah, he posted it. Yeah, yeah.
Well, all right, promote it.
It's on. Oh boy. What's the name of it? It's like fucking Light Up the Night or some shit. Fuck. I can't think of the link.
We'll
go to Bokes' Facebook. It's on his Facebook page. If you're friends with Eric with a K, Boccio.
Oh.
B O C C. No.
I thought it was B O C C C, not a K.
No, Eric with a K.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because that's what I'm saying. Instead of Bogues?
No.
He should just have a new Facebook page called Bogues.
I know. He changed his Instagram handle to Bogues.
Did he really?
Yeah.
It's Bogues?
No. Well, with a K. Not,
you know. Oh, that sucks.
It'll probably turn into that sooner or later.
can you please just put G like in parentheses?
Yeah.
What was it? Remember that stupid like math equation?
Thank God Mike fucking...
please excuse me.
Unleash that gem. Oh.
Here we go in the old gullet.
Breathe.
Please excuse my dear Aunt Sally. Remember that?
Not really.
It was like parentheses, ellipses. Oh, what the fuck was
it? I always knew it just from hearing people say it, but I was never taught that. I never got that one.
Please excuse my dear Aunt Sally. I'm trying to think. It was like parentheses, and then I forgot what the E was. My was multiply, subtract, divide. That's what the whole thing was.
Yeah.
Like that's like the way you're supposed to solve problems. Fuck problems.
It stinks.
Do you get a song of the week, doggy?
Oh fuck, is it my turn?
If not, can we please play Let the Music
Let the Music Play? I should play. Do It's Bitches That'll Get Yous.
Yeah, play that.
Alright.
Alright. And song of the week should be, or the intro should be one of your bitches in there.
Yeah, a very Joe Pesci-centric episode. Yeah.
I mean, what is he doing? I mean, I get it. Like, I kind of would be more like him,
He's
too.
A fucking wacko.
If I were like that guy, who was he dating for like the longest time? Oh, no, the chick that Howard, like, supposedly fucked.
Angie Earhart?
Yeah. Wasn't he
Joe
like...
Joe Pesci was?
Yeah, I think he knocked her up.
Did he really? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I swear to God.
I could, for some reason, I would just imagine her being, like, a foot fucking taller than him, too.
Well, she is.
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
I'm saying, like, what...
Like, Viri and Jay.
Yeah, here, I don't want to stop the show. Let's go this way.
Look, I think we're... It's a fucking cul-de-sac.
Oh, all right.
You fucking penis. I thought you knew these streets so good.
I do, but I'm saying we can just walk around the block. Like, we can walk the cul-de-sac.
I think we're over now. We should fucking... It'll all take right. us 10 minutes to get back to the house.
It'll take 2 minutes to get back to the house. Doggy! I like that car. If that car was for sale, I'd buy it. You like that or no?
Was it an old Cutlass?
That's a fucking Cadillac.
Oh.
Eldorado, doggy.
That's a Cadillac. It looks like someone's nightmare. I wouldn't be caught dead in that thing.
I think we do all of our shows like this. I mean, we've got to hear, like, fan feedback, but this was fun.
Yeah. It's better than sitting on the couch. I can't. It's too lethargic. I can't do
Did
it.
Do you have anything else going on, or?
What the fuck else did I do?
I mean, we can go back in the house and, like, finish it up, but.
What the fuck time are we on this motherfucker?
I'm just saying, like,
I can't see.
If you guys don't realize, like, we have not stopped walking the whole time. You could hear our footsteps. Oh,
we're an hour 10.
You can hear our footsteps or anything? Like,
I'm worried about this XLR connection. This mic has been rattling like fucking crazy.
Oh, really?
But I can't tell if it's... I hope it doesn't come through. It might be so quiet that no one can pick it up, but... But what happened to all the bitches that... Remember this place? There's always chicks just hanging out in part. I think they're all gone. Remember, that place is always... There was like five girls living in this fucking thing. And they're always hanging out on this back, like this porch.
Ah, they're all Armenians. Get into that. That's what we want to get into.
It's short, but none of the Buffalo listeners really know, but just like every Armenian chick out here, they're the same person. Like, they're all, they're just the most like, culturally, like they just have nothing going on. Like, they don't get like one call. Like, they don't know who like Michael Jackson is and shit. It's just like, you can't have, they're the dumbest fucking women. They're just like, they're all rich and they just grew up like isolated in their own. I don't know what they're into or what they fucking do to entertain themselves, but like, you can't make one reference that they can get. Like, no matter how basic it is, like, it's just, it's fucking unbelievable. Like, they're like talking to like a fucking retard. And like, this is like the third one I met, and it's the exact same chick. Like, just nothing going on. Like, you can't be this fucking, are you like this vapid? Like,
who was that?
Have you ever been out of your fucking house in your life or what?
Who was Gumball's friend? Agavni.
Yeah, she wasn't as bad, but she had that about her. But it's just like, do you want to go see him? Like, hey, Tom Cruise fan? What? LOL? Like, who's Tom Cruise? Like, they don't know anything. They're fucking like robots or something. They're awful. And they all have like nice big fat teardroppy tits.
Yeah, they do. And big fat fannies too.
Yeah. Like, I mean, she was cute. What a fucking rack on her.
Yeah, for a little chick.
Yeah. Well, we're back at the old fucking homestead.
Guys, hope you enjoyed the walk. I hope you're listening to it taking a walk.
This one was raw. We have to get used to like walking and talking because it's hard to fucking concentrate.
Yeah, but I don't think it was that bad. Doggy. I
didn't fucking say it was that bad.
Your face is that bad.
Fucking, what are you, Josh Allen?
I'm very nervous about the world.
I know.
I can't believe that fucking card.
I haven't worn his jacket in years. What didn't, I know, that sucks.
God damn. Well, it's perfect for the air, but.
Thanks. I should have been like, hey, Sam, what do you think of this? I love when I don't do things and then just sit there and go, hey, self, why didn't you do that?
How many times you do it, chicks like this?
Oh my god, dude! I'm telling you, it's gonna crack. I gotta start getting back out there, get my shit together.
You just gotta talk to hot babes, man.
I know. I'm making it way harder than it is. There's no reason.
Oh, this is way worse being at home.
Why?
No, I'm just saying, like,
they're all wound up. My fucking dogs are barking.
I mean, that was way more fun. Like, just oh, son of a bitch! It was way more fun, like, taking a walk, dude.
You're doggone right, Brandon. That's a great experiment.
I thought
fucking 12:30. God,
what do you think? Well, listeners, Goody Mob, let us know what you think. But I think that was a fun time. I want to know, like, if we can get like two mics off that, then you'd have to walk really close with like someone like Scott or whatever. Yeah. But all three of us take, that'd be fucking hilarious.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Like, if that's our new show, like, we
like, you just do remotes from like random places and shit. Walk around. Awesome.
Yeah, I mean, if you had this, we could do it from like Hollywood, like you said. It'd be loud, but.
Yeah, but we can like talk to people on the street and shit and be assholes.
We can do it from bars.
Yeah.
Bar dicks.
From cars. From stars.
Ugh.
Boo.
So, yeah, you have nothing else, homie?
I don't think so, no. I probably do, I can't think, I'm too like distracted tonight. You know why? Because I'm fucking hungover, my brain's all fucking scattered.
Yeah.
Fuck. I ate fucking, like, I haven't eaten fast food, well, I had it like last week. But like, I had a fucking king-size Snickers and I had a fucking five-piece Carl's Jr. chicken fucking tender. I'm like, it just makes me eat like shit. It's so, I'm fucking so over like drinking like hard.
It's more fucking trouble. It was what, like four drinks?
I had four, but they're fucking really strong in that place.
Still.
They
really fucking, I mean, up. Like, I could drink an 18
pack.
I was
on an empty stomach, too.
Yeah. That'll happen. And did you pump?
I did early in the day, yeah.
Get a good pump? What does it say? I don't know. What's that movie?
He's like, oh, the pump makes me want to come.
No, he's like, you know, like the
good. I haven't seen it in my queue.
He's like, the good pump is like better than ejaculating or something, he says.
Yeah.
Or coming. Yeah.
I haven't fucking.
That's the worst Arnold impression ever.
I don't know why they stopped sending me the DVDs in the mail. I gotta fucking get a hold of them.
I wonder if one of them didn't go back and they still think you have it.
Well, it was my card got hacked and then they shut my account down until I got my new debit card because they, you know, the bank changed it. And I didn't change it over for like a week or something. I totally forgot about the Netflix, so I did. And then ever since then, I've not gotten one. I'm just too lazy to call. I'll call tomorrow. It's been so fucking slow at my work.
Hey, bud, how's your foot?
Oh, better now. Hottie.
Oh, God. That was fun, man. That was our first nice night walk that we've ever done since we lived here.
Yeah.
I've been bugging you to do it for, what, 2 years now?
Yeah.
Over.
It's how, have we lived here for... I feel like I'm cheating on an old girlfriend.
Have we lived here for 2 years? Or?
I think it's a year and a half. I think 2 years it'll be this New Year's. Right?
No,
it was
2000, no.
Wasn't it New Year's Eve 2011?
I think we've been here for 2 years, man, because my parents...
It was, because 2010...
No, it's going to be 3 years.
Holy shit, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I moved into the Parkers in that was 2010 when I broke up with Kiam.
Yeah, see? So it's going to be 3 years.
We were there by that New Year's. We were in here.
And we go to Big Wings, and they actually had good wings at that time.
That's right.
A little fine. The
only time they fucking didn't fuck us.
I remember that night, the entire month of December, I was just moving things in here.
Yeah.
And you're just like, yeah, one of these days I'll do it. Like, I got like a fucking U-Haul and I moved all this shit in here.
Yeah.
And like, you're just like, yeah. You had
off in like the days though.
Until like
I worked 7:30 till fucking like 6.
Okay. So I remember you came in like, all right. And like, you went outside and you're like slapping the trees. You're like, oh, these are going to be my buddies. This is Bill and this is Pat. I'm like, all right.
Oh, yeah. I was super fucked up that night.
Yeah. Because that was the night that I think it was Christmas Eve. And then we went down to the Drioft. In like suits,
yeah.
We decided to do that. Yeah. We went home. All right. We got drunk at Big Wang's, came here, and then we're like, oh, let's go home and shower. So we both drove. I drove Tony's vehicle. You drove your own. Back to the old apartment, showered, hung out there, and then drove back here and walked.
How the fuck do you remember that? God almighty.
Yeah. Am I wrong though?
I don't know.
No, that's exactly.
It sounds right, but I would never would have fucking remembered that.
and my bed wasn't here yet because I was moving it the next week with little Hugo and fucking Rajito.
Yeah,
Rajito. I like bear. I like eagle. I don't like skunk.
I scratched my asshole and just itched my eye. That probably wasn't good.
Oh, that's not your pink eye, bro.
I know. It's a bitches that it gets you. It's a bitches that it gets you. It's a bitches that it gets. Hey, bait out my ass, treat all my bronze like trash. You'll catch a blast if you move too fast. I talk with class, you don't have to ask. Getting everything by flashing cash. Fighting and stealing, don't kill without feeling. So I win in casinos before they start dealing. All about respect and intellect. Only mess with the women that pick up the check. Two supermodels, one on each arm. One chick's brunette, the other was blonde. I heard their fathers had stocks and bonds. So I fucked them up and left them floating in a pond. Custom made clothes from head to toe. Catch Joe at the fight sitting in the first row. Everybody follows when I'm ready to go. No need to show off, they already know I'm a wise guy. I'm a wise guy. It's a bitches that it gets you. Hey, I don't drive by. I'm a wise guy. I just stop by with a couple of guys. And I take your eyes. Cause I'm a wise guy. I'm a wise guy. I made man in fact like my ass is fat. Catch Joe in Bermuda, throwing him back. Sipping on tequila with a straw hat. Put the press on hold, tell him I call him back. Tollway zones, I don't get a ticket. Any crime committed, Pesci's acquitted. I'm a good fella, I'll tell you if I did it. Freak scenes with your wife last time I hit it. Cause I'm more man than you'll ever be. And it was probably your wife in bed with me. When you see me, you better look the other way. Double cross me, you won't live to see another day. Got 7 cars in my garage, a limousine with a TV and bar. I'm a star, don't do blow and I don't sell crack. Stay alert, I got someone to whack. I'm a wise guy. It's a bitches that it gets you. I don't drive by, cause I'm a wise guy. I just stop by with a couple of guys. And I take your eyes, cause I'm a wise guy. I'm a wise guy. Another day, another court case, it's okay. Somebody on the jury's got rent to pay. Can't see myself in a jail rotten. Plus I got lawyers that are better than Cochran. If there's a witness on tape that they play, probably a broad that I used to lay. The last one to talk was never ever found. Got a call from downtown, put her in the ground. Her mother didn't like me, I never gave a fuck. Her brother didn't like me, I hit him with a truck. Her sister was a rip, everybody got a ride. Her father was a rat, so I buried him alive.
If you talk to the cops and try to flee, your car will blow up when you turn the key. Don't cut a deal or have the case appeal. I keep my mouth shut and I never squeal. I'm a wise guy. I'm a wise guy. It's a bitchin' that it gets you. I told you before, I don't drive by. I'm a wise guy. I just stop by with a couple of guys, and I take your eyes, 'cause I'm a wise guy. I'm a wise guy. You got it, motherfucker. You got it, motherfucker. You got it, motherfucker. Go jump for joy, I'm the real McCoy. That's it, motherfucker.